This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Last night was a big one for Wisconsin Republicans at the GOP convention in Cleveland. Both U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and House Speaker Paul Ryan gave speeches. Tonight, Governor Scott Walker is scheduled to speak.
WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is in Cleveland. He's with us now for the latest from the convention. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob.
Well, a couple big names from Wisconsin speaking last night. Senator Johnson, as we mentioned, House Speaker Paul Ryan. What stood out to you from what they had to say?
So I think if this were a normal year, you might listen to both those speeches and say really nothing. I mean, there was nothing that really jumped out at you, but this is not a normal year, of course. This has been a year in which those two gentlemen, Ron Johnson and House Speaker Paul Ryan, have been sort of unsure how they wanted to handle the party's nominee, Donald Trump. But last night, they decided to kind of go all in on Trump. And here's a little sample of that. First, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Donald Trump and Mike Pence understand that these must be America's top priorities. They'll be strong leaders.
None of this will happen under Hillary Clinton. Only with Donald Trump and Mike Pence do we have a chance at a better way.
So both of them, Sean, addressing their legislative priorities, things that Republicans would want to accomplish in Congress. They can only do it with a Republican president, they're saying. So they're not making the case, it sounds like, that Donald Trump is a great president. They're saying, hey, we need him if we're going to pass our stuff.
Exactly. So they've moved past the stage of only criticizing Hillary Clinton to now moving toward Donald Trump. Although, as you heard in those two little clips there, it seems like having Mike Pence on that ticket and being able to say Donald Trump and Mike Pence has made it a little bit more palatable for them, a little easier for them. He often gets mentioned in the same breath as Donald Trump.
Now, this is a Wisconsin Republican Party that was not on board with Donald Trump particularly. They gave him his last obstacle voting for Ted Cruz in the primaries. Do you see Mike Pence as sort of the bridge between those primaries and the general election? Like, this is how we Wisconsin Republicans get to supporting Trump?
It seems like it. And also, I mean, Mike Pence has something in common with the people who are speaking here. I mean, he has been elected before. He's been in the political arena. And so, I mean, Donald Trump's entire pitch to voters is trashing politicians, right? And so it's sometimes hard for people, you know, who have butted heads with him in that political arena to say nice things about him. Mike Pence is a little different. He is a governor from a Midwestern state. He has kind of the same traditional conservative backers that conservatives in Wisconsin have. And so he's definitely a bridge for them.
The build theme of last night's speeches was supposed to be economy, job issues, things like that. Was there a consistent focus on that?
Not even close, no. I mean, it was plastered across all the screens in the room. I think it was make America work again. Especially in Ron Johnson's speech, the economy wasn't really even brought up. He started out his remarks alluding to an exchange that he had with Secretary Clinton, a contentious exchange over Benghazi. Went on to talk about a number of other terrorist threats, said that Clinton didn't take seriously, quote, radical Islamic terror. And his entire speech was foreign policy based. And he lumped Russ Feingold, his Democratic opponent, former senator, who he unseated in 2010, lumped Feingold together with Secretary Clinton on all these, and then also criticized Feingold for voting against the Patriot Act when he was in the Senate.
We've seen a lot of mentions of Hillary Clinton in the speeches last night. How much did Paul Ryan and Ron Johnson talk about Donald Trump in their speeches?
Yeah, so Trump gets just, he got a couple mentions from Paul Ryan, got a couple mentions from Ron Johnson. Hillary Clinton is still really the unifying glue that seems to be bringing Republicans together at this convention. That being their dislike of her and their dread of her becoming president. So in all these speeches, you're hearing them mentioning Hillary Clinton. We can't have her be president. We don't trust her. She can't nominate our Supreme Court justices. And then Ron Johnson and Paul Ryan's speeches were actually pretty tame compared to, say, Chris Christie's when the crowd was shouting to lock her up, referring to Secretary Clinton. So that got pretty heated there.
We're talking to WPR's Sean Johnson. He is at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Let's take things to breakfast this morning, Sean. I guess the Wisconsin delegation is having breakfast together. Senator Johnson spoke again there this morning. What was he focusing on over eggs and bacon?
Yeah, it was kind of an impromptu speech for Senator Johnson. But he, you know, is noteworthy. He's not reading from the teleprompter there. This was not prepared remarks as far as you could see. And he still came out and said, we have to deliver Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes to Donald Trump, that the consequences are too great. Another noteworthy speaker at this breakfast, unplanned, Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner, the dean of Wisconsin's congressional delegation, who told Republicans there he reads a lot of polls, does a lot of retail politics, and he's pretty troubled by what he's seeing in Wisconsin right now, especially in the Marquette surveys that have shown that since Donald Trump got in the race, but was effectively locked up the nomination earlier this year, the percentage of likely Republican voters in Wisconsin has really plummeted. He says if that continues, they're going to lose this November.
And are they worried not just about those electoral votes for president, but also you mentioned Senator Johnson's rematch against Russ Feingold?
Yeah, I would say they're probably as worried, if not more worried, about Johnson's race. And not only that, I mean, if that many Republicans stay home, that's just going to have effects on down the ticket from races for Congress, perhaps in the 8th congressional district where Republicans currently hold that seat, but it's a competitive seat, has a potential to flip, and then on down into races for the state legislature. If turnout is drastically lower for Republicans, that is going to hurt them even more in a presidential year when turnout is higher for Democrats.
Well, the Wisconsin just keeps on coming, it looks like. Governor Scott Walker, as I understand it, scheduled to speak tonight. Do we know anything about what is on his agenda?
Yeah, he says he's going to, you know, explicitly endorse Donald Trump. And so that's going to maybe be a little out of place tonight, because following him on the agenda is Ted Cruz. And there's reports back and forth that Cruz may not actually do that he's not quite there. And so to hear Scott Walker, somebody who's been critical of the Donald Trump, who ran against him last year, get up on stage and say, I support him now in clear terms, that's noteworthy. Although Scott Walker's not the headliner tonight, you've got, in addition to Cruz, you've got Marco Rubio, and then you've got Mike Pence, Trump's vice presidential nominee, who's going to give his big speech tonight.
And the hope, I guess, there for the Trump campaign and for party leadership is that these former competitors with Donald Trump will give a unifying message. Is there hope that that's going to bring people together, maybe get those last holdouts on board?
I mean, that's the hope, but not everybody's there yet. I mean, John Kasich's been a little bit uneasy about throwing his support behind Trump. Jeb Bush is not going to do it. And even if they do, they're deep in the thick of politics, right? Voters who supported them may not be ready to make that jump. And you look in Southeast Wisconsin in particular, one of the Republican powerhouses of America, and there are a lot of Republican voters there who aren't going to, they're not quite ready to make that jump to Donald Trump yet. So it's a problem for Republicans right now. They're trying to rectify it, but this convention kind of highlights that they still have issues.
Sean, before we let you go, just big picture, there are worries about confrontations between protesters and supporters and police. There was that Donnybrook over the rules vote, the voice vote the other day. What's the tone been just in the last 24 hours or so? Calm, crazy, what?
So it hasn't been the chaotic type of convention, I think, that a lot of people were expecting, aside from that first day when they had the argument, the shouting match over the rules. A lot of times the convention floor is half empty, even during the speeches at night. The place empties out. So not only is it not chaotic, it gets kind of quiet in there, actually. Out in the streets, you know, I've seen, you were in Wisconsin, so we've seen some pretty big crowds of protesters there. I've seen nothing like that in the streets of Cleveland. A lot of small crowds of protesters, a huge police presence, though. And it's really hard to get around in Cleveland because there's security barriers up all over the place.
Sean, thanks for bringing us up to date.
You're welcome, Rob.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR Capital Bureau Chief, reporting from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. He's with us on Central Time every day this week to share the latest news from there.